Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague David Livingston and Dr. Space of The Space Show. And we're joined by our colleague Charlie Pellegrino. 50 years ago, the author, as a teenager, with his friend Jesse Stoff, of speculation about the theory is panspermia. It dates back to the Greeks, if not before. The idea is that the universe is filled with life. They didn't have the mechanism because they didn't have a universe that we understand as analogous to where we understand. Where what we see today, what we sense today. But in any event, if there's life anywhere, there's life everywhere, is the theory. So, Charlie, the Europa Clipper is outbound. What do you want to find when it gets there? What else do you want to do about the probes that are available for other satellites of Jupiter and Saturn that may answer questions? What do you want to do? You've got an unlimited budget and a few minutes to pony up.
Okay, Europa, I hope that probe can fly through and get some analysis of some of the venting out of Europa. So what happens is the water is coming to the surface, it's venting out and becoming a kind of snowstorm in space. And the probe, the last Saturn probe, they did that with another venting moon, which is Saturn's moon Enceladus. And we also have a helicopter robot probe that's being prepared for Saturn's moon Titan. That was another thing that could get you laughed off the podium in the 1980s, late 70s, early 80s. Then there's, the follow-on probes, unlimited budget. Oh, I would love to send more probes to these same places. Dr. Livingston, what would your dream be? The next more advanced probes to go out to Saturn and Jupiter or beyond?
Well, first of all, I wish they really would have life detection instruments on board. So yeah. that would be key. But I would probably focus on going to Europa. That seems to be a really big prize. Plus, Ceres seems to be a big prize that we should not be ignoring. So unlimited budget, do them all. And do them all comparably around the same time.
Charlie, we need a penetrator.
While we're all still alive, too.
We need something that goes through the ice, and there's speculation that it's a very big ice sheet that we have to penetrate. So we're just picking up the edges of this is Europa. And you need a lander. You need something that's going to penetrate, several hundred kilometers before we get to the theory of the water? I don't remember how thick the ice is.
Well, Europa, there are some thinner spots, we think. Very well animated in a 2003 documentary done for IMAX on the expedition we were on with James Cameron, because he designs things also, he's a real kind of Da Vinci polymath. And based on the designs Jim Powell and I had done at Brookhaven, you have a nuclear reactor that melts through the ice, covers itself behind, goes down, and very much like the machines we were exploring the interior of the Titanic with, and you can get down below the ice. I mean, your cooling system is, for the reactor, is melting its way down. It takes a while to get down there. You have to leave little pucks behind yourself to communicate with the surface, but this is doable with very near-term technology, and you can get down through that ocean and robotic probes, very advanced drones that are getting better every year, and go explore, look for the hydrothermal vents. Given 4.5 billion years, I would not be very surprised if when we get a probe down there, I would be surprised, but I wouldn't drop dead from shock if we saw fish-like and crab-like things looking back at the probe.
David, you have a question for Charlie.
Believe that our current Europa Clipper is going to produce the information we're talking about today?
I think it's going to produce information that tells us the next generation of probes where to go at Europa.
Charlie, I'm concerned about...
I mean, there really are places in the solar system so much more interesting than Mars. We just need faster rockets to get there.
I'm concerned that we don't have the lift to achieve what you want. You say that you've designed or your colleagues have designed a probe in Europa. That's critical, Charlie. Have we got the lift now? Is Super Heavy out of SpaceX? Is that enough to get the probe there?
Yeah, actually, by the time we have information from the Europa Clipper and so on, just as the probes that went into the Titanic have gotten smaller and smaller, you can probably have your reactor meltdown through and your probes themselves. The reactor would only be about 6 feet long. The probes that then go out just extrapolate about 15 or 20 years, and they would be probably as small as baseballs.
And so what you're looking at here with your unlimited budget is a way of providing more evidence about how life was generated inside planets. Is that what we're seeing? We're looking for the hydrothermal vents of the planet Earth on Europa.
Right, and in other places in the solar system. And if it should turn out that we find nothing, that we find not even bacteria, that goes back to something way back to what Arthur C. Clarke said, you know, either we are alone in the universe or there is life out there everywhere. And either possibility can be terrifying.
The book is Darwin's Universe. It's out of print, but it's available on Amazon. Jesse Stoff and Charles Pellegrino, David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. Bennu, right now, you can read about the discoveries on Bennu. It's ongoing. There's more work to be done on the sample brought back by OSIRIS-REx. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.